BC Timber Sales is talking to residents about logging and wildfire protection planned for the Falls Creek watershed in the Bonington area. In a June 6 letter to residents posted on social media, Mark Tallman, planning forester for BCTS, said the agency is beginning a community watershed planning process that will include local residents. A community watershed forest plan will work to address community questions and concerns, for example, questions related to how forestry activities will consider, support, address wildfires, water, and wildlife, Tallman's letter states. Will BCTS have already decided which trees will be cut before the watershed plan is created? Or will a community-developed plan determine the extent of the cut? In response to those questions, a Ministry of Forest spokesperson said potential cut blocks have not yet been mapped. The project is being designed to use early engagement with interested parties to help guide BC timber sales planning around forest harvesting, road construction, and wildfire risk reduction in the watershed. BCTS is an independent organization within the Ministry of Forests, created to develop crown timber for auction. BCTS plans and designs logging operations and builds logging roads, then sells the timber to the highest bidder. Earlier this year, the province ordered a review of the agency because it was not meeting its cutting targets. The results of that review have not yet been revealed, but at the Council of Forest Industries conference in Prince George in April, the Minister of Forests announced that the agency's mandate will be expanded to include wildfire fuel mitigation. Tallman's letter states that the province has hired Bonington resident Kathy Scott May as a consultant to guide the development of the community watershed forest plan. As a first step, she is asking residents what questions they have about the process and about BCTS. She will then work with BCTS, and others as needed, to develop responses to the questions, share information with community members, and support a constructive dialogue. Tallman's letter states that Scott May will use a variety of methods and venues to elicit the public's questions, including meeting with people in their homes, hosting small groups of people in her home or at Bonington Regional Park, and engaging in one-on-one online discussions. The focus of the first round of discussions is to document the questions that are important to community, Tallman wrote. The next steps in the process, not described in Tallman's letter, will be developed by BCTS with the assistance of Scott May. An initial draft of the watershed forest plan is expected to be completed by early winter 2026, and the timing of the timber sale is anticipated to be around 2028-29 at the earliest, the ministry spokesperson said. BCTS is conducting technical work now, including a preliminary watershed assessment by a hydrologist and a terrain stability assessment. Assessments of all values including ecology, old growth, wildlife and invasive plants is ongoing, the spokesperson said, adding that the work will take into consideration a wildfire risk assessment conducted in 2024. The spokesperson also said that the Falls Creek Initiative is not considered a pilot project in BCTS, new fire mitigation role, but there are several such pilots in the province. Wildfire salvage harvest in Kamloops, removal of danger trees in development of a cross-country ski area in Rossland, commercial thinning in Prince George and Chilliwack, and rangeland improvements in the Caribou. Asked if BCTS will receive greater funding or staffing to carry out its new mandate of wildfire risk mitigation, the spokesperson said BCTS will rely upon the expertise and tools it already has. This work will generate additional revenue through increasing sales of residual fiber, which will be reinvested back into expanding the wildfire risk reduction projects around British Columbia.